Rax Post-Op Podcast is brought to you with the compliments of the Royal Australasian College of Surgeons and leading financial services organisation, the Bongiorno National Network, the preferred choice for medical professionals across Australia. Much has been said and written about the overuse of antibiotics in Australia. Often, the spotlight is thrown on GP prescribing practices. But to what extent are surgeons also using antibiotics inappropriately? Dr. Catherine Davison is Clinical Director of the Antimicrobial Resistance and Usage in Australia Surveillance System, conducted by the Australian Commission for Safety and Quality in Healthcare. Dr. Davison has figures at her fingertips about the inappropriate use of antibiotics by surgeons in Australia. And, yes, she says, surgeons too could lift their game. So, first question from Heather Dawson, do we have a problem?
Well, unfortunately, Australia does, and hopefully that message is getting out to our community because it's something that really needs to be actioned. I work at the Australian Commission on Safety and Quality in Healthcare, and we run the Australian Antimicrobial Usage and Resistance in Australia program. And this program looks at both how we use, so the quality of the antibiotics we're using, and also the amount of antibiotics we are using. And so we have a really good idea of our love affair with antibiotics in the Australian community. And unfortunately, 2 out of 5 people in the Australian population in 2017 had at least one antimicrobial dispensed under our pharmaceutical benefits scheme. So, you know, that's a significant amount of antibiotics every year for every person in Australia.
So what kind of agents are commonly prescribed and which ones are more likely to drive antimicrobial resistance?
Well, it's actually a little bit of a complicated answer for that and a complex question itself. Generally, in the hospital and the community, surprisingly, we see very similar amounts of antibiotics and types of antibiotics. Obviously, one's through the drip more commonly in hospital. But 2 antibiotics are really commonly prescribed. One's called cephalexin and another one's called amoxicillin clavulanate. Some of your listeners might know it better as Augmentin. And both of them are prescribed in the community and the hospital at really high rates. And unfortunately, a lot of them are prescribed inappropriately. Cephalexin, for example, is one of the most inappropriately prescribed antibiotics in the hospital setting. And about, again, 2 in 5 people receiving this antibiotic have it prescribed inappropriately. Another antibiotic called cefazolin, which is very commonly used by your listeners, about 29% of cefazolin prescriptions are prescribed inappropriately. So generally, we've got a broad spectrum of antibiotics being prescribed both in the community and the hospital, and we're doing it inappropriately a lot of the time. Unfortunately, all antibiotics drive resistance, and we generally say broad spectrum antibiotics are really the ones we should concentrate on first, but any antibiotic can produce antibiotic resistance in your patient. Unfortunately, once we have antimicrobial resistance in our community, it's really hard to, you know, stem the tide, so we need to think about all the antibiotics we're prescribing at any point in time.
Yeah, so what are the risks exactly from antimicrobial resistance?
Well, unlike any other medication, say an antihypertensive or a pain medication, antibiotics that we prescribe have the propensity to cause problems for yourself or your patient in front of you, but also society at large. So when we're prescribing antibiotics, what happens is our body develops resistance to that antibiotic if we continue them for long periods of time. And so in an individual, they can get resistant antibiotics. And so some antibiotics do that more commonly than others, but generally all antibiotics can do that. And then unfortunately, once we have resistance in society, then it has the ability to affect the patient in the next bed and also the society over time at large. So generally, it's not only a problem for the patients in front of you, but our society as time progresses as well. And from a surgical point of view, the most common concern is we get resistant surgical site infections. And I see that daily. Hopefully your listeners aren't seeing it daily yet, but certainly that's something that we wouldn't be surprised if it happens in the future.
How prevalent are the cases of patients receiving inappropriate prescriptions, and what are the reasons behind their receiving those inappropriate prescriptions?
It's a complex issue. We've got antibiotics that are prescribed at the time of surgery, and we've got antibiotics that are prescribed after surgery. And what we know is from a large audit that was done in 2017, auditing over 7,000 procedures in Australia, that about, again, one in three antibiotics or procedural antibiotic use is inappropriate. So antibiotics that are administered at the time of surgery, timing is really important. So making sure it gets into the patient at the right time. And generally, any topical antibiotics administered in surgery at the time of surgery are more likely to be inappropriate than appropriate. I think only one in 20, based on the audit that was done in 2017, are appropriate when they're administered topically in theatre. When we look at antibiotics that continued after surgery, the most common issue is they're going for too long. And in all situations, there are a significant amount of antibiotics that are being prescribed when actually they're not indicated, either based on international or national guidelines. So there's a lot of food for thought there and a lot of areas that we can work on to try and improve our antimicrobial prescribing.
Okay, well, outside of surgery, what do we know about the number of Australians being overprescribed antibacterials from their GPs, for example?
Yeah, so two in five Australians in 2017 were prescribed antibiotics. So that's quite a large number of Australians there. And we have done a number of reports that have shown that a lot of the time we're prescribing antibiotics for things that aren't required, like viral infections, which really antibiotics don't benefit at all. And in situations where we do prescribe antibiotics and should be doing it commonly, we can always choose narrower antibiotics. So when we can choose narrower antibiotics, we should be doing that. And when we have the ability to not prescribe antibiotics, we should be supporting our patients to do that as well. But the good news so far is that our society is decreasing the amount of antibiotics. So although we have a high rate of antibiotic prescribing, over time we're seeing that reduce. So we need to consolidate those efforts and further improve because we are moving in the right direction.
I guess GPs do get a bit of pressure from their patients as well, don't they?
They do, and that's cited commonly as a big pressure for a patient in front of you with the GP prescribing. But, you know, patients have been shown to respond well to delayed antibiotic prescriptions, so suggesting that if there's a problem, here's your script, but don't fill it today. And that's been shown quite rigorously to reduce the amount of antibiotic prescriptions in our society. So there's always tips and tricks that we can utilise to offset that compulsion for antibiotic prescriptions that might be being driven by the patient in front of you.
How do we rate amongst other countries in the world with all this?
That's probably not so much of a good news story. Unfortunately, we rank pretty highly in terms of our community antibiotic use. Greece is the highest that we've compared against, and they have antibiotics freely available over the counter, and we're not too far behind them, unfortunately. However, countries that we'd like to sort of be comparable to, Canada, the UK, the Scandinavian countries, are far below our community prescribing levels at the moment in Australia. So as I was saying before, we still have some way to go, but certainly we're moving in the right direction.
Okay, well, that's good. So, you know, what is the answer? And what is the antimicrobial use and resistance in Australia, AURA, the program that your organisation coordinates?
Yeah. So the AURA program tries to look at how we're using antibiotics, so the quality of the use and how much antibiotics we're using. So we look at those two characteristics in the hospital setting, in the community, and together with our program partners who are scattered all across Australia, produce reports to show how we're doing over time in the Australian society. And so there's a lot of data there, not only in surgical prescribing, but a lot of other facets of prescribing in the Australian community that we can look and learn from and see where we're going to improve in the future. So I think you asked, you know, is there an answer to bringing back sort of resistance and prescribing better? Well, generally, I think we still prescribe antibiotics when they're not indicated. And there's a nice surgical turn of phrase that says a good surgeon knows how to operate, but a great surgeon knows when not to operate. And I think the same is to be said state of antimicrobial prescribing. It can be really tricky, but a great prescriber knows when not to prescribe. And I think if we keep that in our heads, we'll be able to preserve antibiotics for the long term in our society. But I think in terms of surgical prophylaxis, we really need to own antibiotic prescribing in our surgeries as a really important part of our patient care. And generally, we can also try and institute really high quality levels of safety and quality care in our Australian health systems. And the Commission obviously has defined a set of national safety and quality health service standards that have been implemented over the last number of years in all Australian hospitals as part of hospital accreditation. And in that system, in most hospitals now in Australia, there's antimicrobial stewardship programs, and they're a wealth of knowledge and a wealth of support that all prescribers in hospital settings, at least, can utilise to improve their antimicrobial prescribing.
Okay, well, last question. How is the Commission working with the College to help surgeons understand how to balance the risks and benefits of antimicrobial use?
Well, at the Commission, we realise this is a multidisciplinary problem and we need multidisciplinary solutions that are practical and sustainable while ensuring safety and quality care of our patients in front of us. And so we're working not only with the Australian College of Surgeons, but also other stakeholders, including anaesthetists, perioperative nursing associations, private hospitals, National Centres for Antimicrobial Stewardship, and of course our state and territory health departments to try and improve surgical prophylaxis prescribing. As part of that process, we've produced a number of PowerPoint presentations and infographics that are available freely online at our website to help facilitate education about surgical antimicrobial prophylaxis and hopefully decrease some time in preparation for all the busy clinicians out there. As part of trying to work out how we're doing over time, we run a number of surveillance programs. One's called the Hospital National Antimicrobial Prescribing Survey. It's called the Hospital NAPS, and that looks at inpatients and how we're prescribing prophylaxis in our inpatients, but also a deeper dive audit, which is called the surgical NAPS, which really looks at the detail of surgical prescribing. And generally, we're always trying to improve awareness and communication between all our stakeholders. Obviously, we try to do podcasts such as this to get the message out, but we're also working with the stakeholders we discussed before to get opinion pieces out there and start a more open communication about the complexities and the way we can improve for future in surgical prescribing.
Dr. Catherine Davison, Clinical Director of the Antimicrobial Resistance and Usage in Australia Surveillance System. RAC's Post-Op Podcast is brought to you with the compliments of the Royal Australasian College of Surgeons and leading financial services organisation, the Buongiorno National Network, the preferred choice for medical professionals across Australia. You can reach the Buongiorno National Network on +613 9863 3111.